Well, hey, folks, welcome back. We're live once again to the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys have had a terrific week so far. You guys are staying healthy as always. Got a lot of health articles lined up for you today. Different things we're going to be talking about. We're going to be covering D3. We're going to be covering B vitamins and why they're so crucial.
Wait, you had a thing that we did yesterday.
Oh, yes. I need to get back over to that.
Seven common foods that may accelerate brain aging.
We covered two of those yesterday.
Yeah, guys, listen to me. We're going to cover this throughout the show today, so stay tuned because
we got a lot of stuff coming for you guys.
We got some brand new information you're going to have to hear on this one, how to keep the brain young and keep your brain working really, really well all the days of your life and make it so you can, like, not get Alzheimer's, not be senile dementia, and all that kind of stuff. That's awful.
What's a big problem nowadays?
Yeah, keep your memory. Yeah. We're going to talk about it right now. So, okay, what were you talking about? The vitamins.
Yesterday we talked about sugary filled drinks.
No, we'll come back to this.
Oh, come back to it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, let's talk about the supplements.
One of the things that I was going into on detail on the site here, and be sure to check out the product of the week, guys, the D3 10,000K2. I talk about it a lot on the show for good reason. We covered a lot. And also in the health articles here, be sure to check them out. We just did a whole new article. I had Harrison write for me on the prostate support. Really, really clear, concise article on here that goes into detail on the ingredients. And it was on sale last week, but this article has been together now on here that goes into detail on what this product does for you, how it actually works on the system, and why it's so important to take preventative measures with prostate as a male before you start having issues.
It's critical, guys. It's
that
really
is
important.
Critical. I've had so many times over the years where guys come in, even in their 40s and 50s, and they're having issues, and they've been having issues, and they've been putting them off.
What you don't want to do is you don't want to get up and have to use the bathroom in the middle of the night and go to the toilet and look at the toilet and stand there and look at the toilet and stand there and look at the toilet and not be able to use the bathroom.
Three or four times a night.
Well, no, but nothing comes out.
Right.
When it swells up like that.
You got a problem.
One other thing, too. Don't use a lot of Sudafed. It'll really, really inflame the prostate, and it can actually stop urine flow. I have a doctor in Lakeland. He told me that they had to go and actually catheterize one guy one time because he couldn't get the urine out of his bladder because the prostate is swollen so much because of Sudafed. Be real careful with stuff like that.
Sudafed. Yeah, you got to be careful with Sudafed in general. Every time I try to use it, if I got to do a show or something or I've got allergies, I've used it. It ends up giving me a sinus infection. It drives me up so bad. That's like a last-ditch tool for me. I try not to touch it ever. Another article we have together in here that just came out, brand new content. It says why B vitamins are more than just energy vitamins. And this is really interesting how it talks about the central role of B vitamins in brain and energy metabolism. And it goes into detail, as we're talking about the brain today, on having B vitamins and adequate access to the brain to help prevent extreme aging or early aging, so to speak, with cognitive decline, with Alzheimer's. B vitamins are an actual crucial nutrient to maintain overall cognitive functioning, and there's no way around it.
Well, the Krebs cycle. It's called the Krebs cycle. It's also called glycolysis. It's called the citric acid cycle. It's how your cells produce energy with the mitochondria. And the spark plugs for that whole product, that process, are B vitamins. Those are the ones that's the one that fires up the energy production. If you don't have B vitamins and concentration is high enough, you're going to be tired all the time. Your brain's not going to work.
This is a perfect.
You're going to have all kinds of things like schizophrenia.
Exactly right. And this is really well written right here. It says when B vitamin status is inadequate, the body may still function, but it functions less efficiently. Thus, the engine may still run, but it may burn fuel poorly, produce more metabolic waste, and struggle under stress. This is one reason why B vitamins are relevant, not only to fatigue, but also to cognitive performance, mood, nerve health, resilience under physical and mental strain. That is really crucial. That's like having a brand new Corvette Z06, and it runs on 85 octane that you got around the corner at the Haji Mart that basically is horrible, but it's not going to operate properly.
It's got 670 horsepower, normally aspirated. It'll detune itself down to about 450.
Yeah. It'll
retard its own timing because it can't run on that fuel without detonation, which means it'll be dieseling. It can't do that. It won't allow itself to do because of engine damage. I remember I had old Pontiac Tempest, which was a GTO back in the 60s or 70s. My dad bought it for me. Great car. Wish I'd have kept it. It'd be worth the money now. And it was the Tempest version of the GTO body. And it was kind of funny because it had a six-cylinder engine in it. It was high performance, though. It was like 250, 60 horsepower. It was crazy.
That's a lot back then.
It was three-speed Hurst on the floor, four-barrel Rochester carburetor on it. I mean, all stock from the factory. I think it was a little, they call it a sprint. It was really quick. The problem is if you didn't put premium fuel in it, it'd sit there and run for 5 minutes when you tried to turn it off.
Just start dieseling.
Yeah. It wouldn't shut down because the compression was too high. So what you'd have to do, you'd have to leave it in gear, and then let the clutch out.
Let it stall
and kill the engine. You know how hard that is on the engine? It's terrible.
Everything
is terrible.
Every time you shut it down, you stall it. And that's exactly right. That's why the B vitamins that we have are so high quality. They're methylated in extremely high doses because, remember, B vitamins are water-soluble. They don't build up in the system. They don't stay there very long. They constantly are used as fuel or they're excreted through the kidneys to the urine. So you've got to stay stocked up on them. And that's one of the reasons why we talk about a lot of these foods yesterday, the sugary foods, the refined carbohydrates, what they do to the brain. And the third one on this list here was artificial sweeteners.
Oh, yeah.
Which we talk about a lot on here.
We'll do number four in a minute here, but let's talk about artificial sweeteners for a second. Don't go to four. We'll keep you holding today. Number four, if you use artificial sweeteners, brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation, and serious mental lapse and memory problems. You can't put paint thinner in your blood. You can't put it in your stomach. 10% of the molecular structure of aspartame is paint thinner.
I want you guys to read this. If this doesn't get your attention on artificial sweeteners, it says regular intake of artificial sweeteners affects the brain. In an 8-year study of more than 12,000 adults published in Neurology, researchers examined whether low and no calorie sweeteners, including aspartame, saccharin, erythritol, which that one wasn't as bad. The aspartame was the main one they tested on here, linked to changes in thinking and memory. They found that people under 60 who ate the most artificial sweeteners had slightly faster decline in memory and verbal fluency than those who ate the least. The decline was roughly equivalent to about 1.6 extra years of normal aging among the highest consumers.
More than that.
Well, no, but it doesn't say in the range that it's in, though, either. So if you eat more than this, that means you're talking about almost doubling and tripling the level of aging that you're going to have in within a given time frame, which means, you know, you may have only aged 5 years, but you start doing this stuff, your brain's going to age 10 years.
The biggest problem that I see when people do it are memory lapses. Mm-hmm. You know, what was their name? Where did I do this? What did I do that? What did I think about last week? What did I do last week? Yeah, that kind of stuff.
And it really starts to affect short-term memory. I've seen long-term, a lot of times, will maintain a little bit. But my gosh, guys, how much do you want to lose? You want to take B vitamin deficiency, throw in artificial sweeteners, and then throw in ultra-processed foods all the time? You're asking for a formula to really, really just.
But the thing about the brain tumors, when you ingest a diet soda and you combine it with a nitrite, like in the, well, let me give an example. Let's go have a pepperoni pizza. Okay, you got pork pepperoni, even beef pepperoni, and it's got sodium nitrite in it, which they pretty much 99.99% of them do, especially at the pizza houses. And now you have a diet soda with it. When you combine those nitrites with the diet soda, you form what's called diketiopeperazine. That degrades the form of nitrosuria. And nitrosureas are the most effective agent known to man for producing malignant brain tumors in laboratory animals, if you want to induce a brain tumor. So why in the world would you intentionally give yourself a brain tumor,
exactly,
Austin?
Right. And here's the thing with a lot of stuff on this list. I get it, sometimes you get exposed to things unintentionally. You may grab a drink or grab a food and it's got aspartame in it. Don't flip out. It's not the end of the world if you get exposed to this stuff.
I disagree. Flip out.
Well, no. I mean, because there's no reason. If you already ate it, you already ate it.
If you already ate it.
You can already stress out even more, raise cortisol.
But if you see it on label, throw it away.
But if you see it on label, stay away from it. If you do and unintentionally get exposed to it, don't freak out. Just don't eat it anymore. And secondly, make sure you're taking the proper supplements to offset that issue. That's what I've always told everybody with the detox kit, with the liver support and N-acetylcysteine. Take the proper supplements that you need, because that way you can kind of reset your system, especially probiotics. Artificial sweeteners create a different mismatch in the brain to sort out. Research suggests that non-nutritive sweeteners alter dopamine signals and reward pathways, which change appetite, cravings, and preference. In addition, all artificial sweeteners alter gut bacteria and interfere with serotonin production, the neurotransmitter closely linked to mood well-being. He noted that about 90% of the body's serotonin is produced in the gut, meaning disruptions of the gut microbe, increased anxiety, and depressive symptoms can be directly linked to artificial sweeteners.
You know, these alcohols are rough. I mean, you think about it for a second. If you're drinking ethanol, which is basically whiskey, right?
Yeah.
It's poisonous.
Corn alcohol.
No, it's poisonous. All alcohol like that, and there's ethanol. And you think, well, that's all right. You drink it. Well, it's still poisonous, and your liver's got to stop pretty much everything else is doing.
Yeah, it does do that. And body fat, all that stops.
And that's why you got to have the GHI cleanse.
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
The N-acetylcysteine.
N-acetylcysteine. Now, also, the thing about
GHI cleanse has all that in it, but if you want to stack up the dose, add an
N-acetylcysteine. But now let's not talk about ethanol anymore. Because I mean, if I have a shot of Bailey's on an airplane, whatever, man, my body will handle it. Because I very rarely ever do, like, once or twice a year. Think, well, I can't believe you're admitting to it.
Bailey's like 12% alcohol, too.
No, I don't. First of all, this is funny. I had a preacher friend of mine years ago.
Yeah,
I got on an airplane. We were flying to New York with the families, and I had a. This is 20 years ago, and I had a Bailey's. And he goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm drinking a Bailey's." I mean, that much of it, right?
It's like a shot of it. Thinking.
He goes, "You can't do that." I'm like, "Why not?" And he goes, "I've seen people really get into a bad place with that."
Bailey's?
Twice. Oh, he was like, really? I mean, and finally I said, "Dude, don't worry. It's not, I don't have it at my home. I paid for a first class ticket.
I mean, if you get
a Bailey's.
If you get on the plane and you tell the waitress, I need two double shots tequila immediately before we start, you might be running some alcoholism problems. You want to cut back. Yeah, but Bailey's isn't.
I've been the guy for 20 years now. Now he drinks wine, which he shouldn't do. And I'm like, I told him, I said, dude, don't drink the wine. And he goes, well, yeah. I said, don't you remember what you did to me on the airplane? I said, I do that stuff like a couple times a year. And then I never get. You can't,
moderation's not going to hurt you.
Every once, unless you have alcoholism. If you got a problem with alcoholism, don't drink anything
or
ever,
especially if you're trying to get in shape and lose body fat.
Oh, yeah,
you want to talk about stopping all body fat burning?
Yeah, you know what's so funny, and this is
it stops.
This is another thing with the dating scene. Okay, no, listen to me. No, listen to me. I'm sorry.
I'm holding up number four over here.
Okay,
number four went to alcohol.
Okay, but here's this. Okay, you look at a dating profile, right? They got all these photographs of themselves on the thing, and you can tell they're about 10 years old. 10 years ago, she was 120. 8 years ago, she was 125. And now she's 160. And you're like, okay. Well, the latest picture is the real picture, if she's not even heavier. And what she's doing is every time she goes out, she has a glass of wine or a glass of any kind of alcohol. You think, all right, that ain't true. The heck it's not. I see it over and over and over. And pretty soon, they only post the 10-year-old photos. And then now they catfish you. That's what it's called. And when they show up and they're like, they waddle in at 400 pounds. You're like, you don't look like your pictures. You go, well, you should have video chatted me. I don't look at my picture. And you're like, okay, so don't think it won't do it to you. It happens all. And by the way, aspartame does the same thing because it's got methanol in it. Now, methanol is worse than ethanol. Methanol cannot be made non-poisonous. It causes blindness, memory lapses. It causes brain cancer. I mean, think about it for a second. It's like drinking, you know, Sterno. I mean, why would you do that? Well, I'm getting kind of carried away, but Austin's right. If you want to get fat, drink alcohol about twice a week.
And with the alcohol, make sure you eat a real high glycemic carbohydrate, like pizza.
Yeah, there you go.
That is the combination. I have seen friends over the years do that. Pizza, pasta, beer, wine, all together with it. And it's there's no way around it, guys. Mm-hmm. There's no way around it.
Oh, and by the way, I'm not just picking on ladies. Sorry. Guys do the exact same thing. They put 20-year-old photos online. And so the women say, he showed up and he came in at 450 pounds. They had to use a dolly to get him through the door. It was awful. And he's 4 feet tall. And he's covered with warts. He's got a nose the size of a bread loaf. Should have video chatted him.
I was looking at some other stuff while you're on this alcohol thing. This is an interesting study that I wanted to cover on here since we're talking about D3 so much this week. This is what the expert said. It says high dose vitamin D may treat incurable diseases.
What are all these like writings on this?
That, if I'm not mistaken, that is pharmaceutical D3 from the pharmacy. That is prescribed D3.
They have to get the print stuff.
They put the print stuff on it. Yeah, that's not ours. Ours is clean. We don't print stuff on the capsules.
And eating ink is awful.
It's big pharma, bro. They tried to basically do a patent on D3. Nobody else could sell it but us. They're like, that doesn't work that way, guys. Not with D3. And then remember the FDA came out during COVID and said, we're going to ban people from selling N-acetylcysteine because we're trying to patent it.
Well, D3. Remember what happened with D3, too? I had a friend of ours. He ended up with a 500 billion, you know, I'm not making this up. $500 billion potential lien against him by the federal government because he talked about D3 and the immune system. He wiped him out financially, still wiped out. He can't get off his credit report because why? It's a potential lien.
It's a potential loan, man. I never understood this. It's crazy. Here's it says supplementing with what may seem to be extremely high dose of vitamin D every day may reap health benefits rather than toxicities, experts suggest. Now, again, I'm not making any claims or quotes. This is what the experts said. I'm going to quote them. In 2019, board-certified Dr. Patrick McCullough published a report on the experience of three patients who were taking 20,000 to 60,000 IUs of D3 daily for many years, all three of whom have since significant health improvements. That's what he said. He goes, one patient started supplementing with D3 8 years before the publication of PORT and saw asthma attacks decline from 5 or 6 severe exacerbations per year to only 1 serious from 2011 to 2019. He started at 10,000 IUs per day. You guys ever wonder sometimes why we have certain things at certain doses in our products? We don't just randomly sit at the table at the Great Ideas Factory here at the Health Master Studio.
We do have a Great Ideas Factory.
We do have great, but we don't just sit here and just go, you know what? I'm just going to arbitrarily come up with a number. 10,000 D3. That's what we're going to produce now. We actually have reasoning behind the wildness here at Health Masters.
Well, no, you get the FDA and their Great Ideas Factory when they're all sitting around.
No, FDA has the Bad Ideas Factory.
Well, they all sit around smoking crank.
Yeah.
Crack or whatever they're doing. You know, they're hitting lines of coke. They're talking. They're having a blast. And they're going, let's burn these documents. You can't see them anymore. We got to let people know that you can't tell people they can get autism from basically injections. Let's burn these things. Let's have a burn bag. By the way, they did that.
What was it?
So they sit around smoking dope.
I forgot.
And they have their horrible ideas factory going on.
There was a joke. Oh, I can't remember it. I'm going to try to look it up. Somebody told me one day. He said, you always want to know why the FDA and the DEA make such bad decisions. They're always – I misquoted. It was something. Basically, they do all the dope that they seize in evidence.
That's probably what they do.
No, seriously. It's a horrible joke, but it's funny.
Let's talk about another joke. You know, Peter Thiel. He's this gay dude married to a gay dude, and then basically, well,
I think when you say a dude married to a dude, you can exclude the gay part. It's a gay dude married to a gay dude. I think that's kind of
rhetorical. Thing,
I think redundancy on that one.
Okay. Here's the thing. All right, he has run around now for the last 2 or 3 years promoting the Antichrist.
He has directly
promoting the Antichrist. Horrible. About what a great guy he's going to be. We exposed him about a month and a half, 2 months ago on the show. But he was talking about, everybody thought, well, he's talking about Jesus. No. He's talking about the Antichrist. The Antichrist has been misunderstood. He's going to be a great guy. Well, he just bugged out of the United States. Now he ran Argentina, bought a big place out there in Uruguay, going to build a huge mansion out there, going to bunker in. You think? Well, he's the one who brought us Palantir, remember? He's the one who brought us all the surveillance crap. He's the one who's come in now and brought us AI. He's that really nice guy. And the problem is now he's bailing out and going to South America. Kind of like Hitler took off and went to South America. Well, you know, Hitler went to Argentina. Oh, that's right. That's right. Peter Thiel was born in Germany. So is he trying to follow the Führer? I mean, what's he trying to do?
God.
I'm sorry. That was a bad segue. But because I can say it.
Yeah, I was on D3 over here.
But the funny thing about it is that, you know, what is, I mean, he's promoting the Antichrist. I mean, you know, here's the thing. You know, they're in the book of Isaiah. I need to read it to you one time. You know, these guys are laying around in hell. They're all chained up. They're all really mad. And all of a sudden, Lucifer comes trotting in. He's all messed up. He's locked up now, too. And they go, dude, what are you doing? And I'm paraphrasing. It's a little rough paraphrase, okay? And they go, what are you doing, dude? You're supposed to be the one getting us out of here. You told us all this stuff. You lied about everything. It's kind of awful for all of us now. They're going to have that experience. He talks about this in Isaiah. And the sad part about it is that, you know, they want people to believe the lie that Lucifer is the good guy. They really believe that. I mean, I played that for you just the other day, you know, that thing with the cross and the guy was talking about, you know, that they want to take and get the spear of destiny and rebuild the third temple and have their Antichrist come out after he shed his own blood in the Holy of Holies and declare himself God. And they're working around the clock to get this done. You think, well, that guy's a nut. He shouldn't have said that. That's what they always do, don't they? When somebody comes out and tells you the truth, in many cases, he's a nut. She's a nut. They're all nuts. They don't know what they're talking about. He's telling you the truth. There's a serious group of people out there that have a lot of money, like Peter Thiel, that are promoting the end times and promoting the use of bringing the Antichrist in. But here's the thing. If the Antichrist is such a good guy, why has he bailed out and bought a bunch of property down in Uruguay and Argentina? You know, why has he pulled a Hitler on us? Let's thought I'd ask you that. I mean, by the way, if you think Hitler died in the bunker, they did the DNA testing on the remains. It was a female. It wasn't Hitler. Just thought I'd mention that to you, too. And so Hitler, I have friends that I knew. I've lost contact with them from years ago. They knew Hitler in Argentina. Okay, so he lived in there, I think, until the 60s. So the crazy part about this is that, you know, you got to ask yourself a question.
We've never been able to confirm that personally.
I'm just telling you, this is what I was told. And, you know, but now Jim Mars, that Mankow's friend, you know, told him the same thing. And with the other thing was,
although I've heard the same thing before, but I'm saying I can't verify.
Remember, Jim Mars is the one who told that Mankow it was a bunch of aliens running the planet, a bunch of fallen angels. So you got to realize what's going on. So all this stuff is going on. And now think about it for a second. Who in the world, let's think about this. there's a movie on. It was one of the Bourne movies, and he something happens, and the guy says, "Who has this kind of power, this kind of authority, this kind of clout to make this happen?" Right? He says, "Who does this?" That's the question. Who has that kind of power, that kind of authority to cover the Epstein files after what we saw with
That's
Pam
exactly
Bundy?
Right.
Who has the authority and the power to say, nothing to see here, it's all fake?
Every single mainstream media outlet has completely
stopped,
basically mothballed it. Mm-hmm. They won't cover it at all. Back to one thing I want to finish, though, with this, with the D3 article. The Endocrine Society stated that up to 10,000 IUs of D3 was safe for adults. They also went on to say here that the 600 IUs that's recommended by the FDA is unbelievably low. And that you need to basically address that. 600 IUs is not enough for overall health in many cases. That most per patients need 10,000 IUs a day to reach optimal function with their cognition and energy levels. I know when Lana was pregnant, on every pregnancy, including the last
midwife
with Stetson, the midwives were adamant. They do blood work every like 2 months on her, and her D3s were chronically below the level they wanted to, 50s where they wanted them at, and we had to put her at basically about 20 to 30,000 IUs a day to get her to the level that they wanted, because the babies pull so much juice out of the mom.
Now you have the Kraken.
Yeah.
Yeah, kid is smart.
Ridiculously smart.
No, I take him and show him how to do a water thing. He's 2 years old in the pool, first step. Bah, bah. And start shooting everybody.
So disassembles and put it back together, start shooting everybody.
2 years old.
Like, gosh, stop.
Yeah, now the other day, he's down. Now, I didn't tell you this, but he's doing this now. He looks at a wall. He looks at light switches on the wall.
Yeah.
Then he pushes a chair over. He jumps up on the chair. He starts flipping all the lights, figuring out which ones work. 2 years old.
Oh, and he knows them all now.
Yeah. Well, but the problem is he's got a Hispanic nanny, so he speaks two languages.
Yeah.
We don't speak Spanish.
It was awesome. He's speaking English and Spanish now, so I'm trying to figure out what he's saying. But he'll end up being bilingual.
If we keep the same thing.
If we keep the same thing, yeah, because what it is, he'll know both.
Oh, speaking about crazy things and following the Nazis, you got that with segue, okay? The Blue Origin's new Glenn rocket exploded during a static fire test at Cape Canaveral yesterday.
Gosh, did you see that?
Fireball, boy. Saw 50 miles away.
I saw some of the videos they first pop up last night. I thought we started getting somebody to do an airstrike on us.
No, the airstrike wouldn't have had a bomb like this go off.
That was huge.
No, this is like a little mini nuke.
Well, that's what I thought. So I saw somebody. I was like, well, here's the false flag we're waiting for on the Cuba attack.
Now here's the thing. Now think about it for a second. Werner von Braun figured out how to launch a V2 rocket. He figured out how to launch a Saturn V. They've got a giant Saturn V rocket laying at Cape Canaveral with all the components still intact.
Werner von Braun did this, what, 80 years ago?
Okay. But here's the problem. Listen to this. In case you wonder why
they're
here's what's so stupid about this. The Germans figured out how to launch these V2 rockets in England. Okay, they learned how to fire them without them blowing up. Okay, and they learned how to fire Saturn V rockets without them blowing up on the platform. But here we are with this new Glenn rocket; it blows up on the platform again. Blue Origins, and now so I'm going to say, how many of you want to jump on that spaceship and ride out into the space with that blue rocket? What are you, insane? It's going to blow up again. Here's the problem: this is old. I mean, ancient, almost 100-year-old technology from Putamundo. This is old. They don't want to mess with it anymore, so they put very little R&D into it because it's so
obviously.
No, they have stuff that's so far advanced. They have anti-gravity ships that can go up, right? They don't need this. This is fodder for the masses. Oh, did you see that rocket blow up? Let's think about this. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're 100 years behind. No, we're like 400 years behind on what they've actually got. They do this to mess with your head.
Hasn't seen it yet.
Watch it.
Oh, here, watch the video.
It's a static fire. It wasn't even launching. What do you mean?
Boom! Gosh.
Saw 50 miles. Look at the fireball.
And
notice they did it at night. Why? Maximum
exposure. Of daytime, nobody would have noticed it.
No.
It'd be like, oh, there's something blew up over there. That's a big fireball.
No, it did it. All this is staged theater, guys. That's all it is.
Well, now it's in the news all over Florida now.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's covering it on every news platform, and nobody's bothering to cover the fact that, DHS just came out, as I told you yesterday, with 1,000 pages of unpublished reports saying that essentially anybody that opposes AI data centers is now a anti-tech extremist. Wow. We covered that yesterday. 1,000 pages of DHS. Well, I want to cover it again because it's funny how you got this Flock CEO who's a scrawny little pencil neck who's saying, and he said this.
Did you call him a pencil neck?
That was a compliment for him. I'm insulting pencils.
What does a pencil neck mean? Well, here we go. Yeah, guys.
Pencil.
Put a hold it by your neck.
This is pretty much what you look like from your feet down to your head, except with two little toothpicks sticking out the side. Tell me how combat effective that is. Anyways, so pencil he came out. Well, no, he came out the other day, did an interview, and he said, and one of the guys that's interviewing him says, we know there's a website now called Anti-Flock, and it's showing everybody in the entire country now where the Flock cameras are. And he goes, they're extremists. They're domestic terrorists, people that do this stuff. And he goes, because they're putting a website up showing where your secret surveillance cameras are that are watching everybody? Just terrorism. It's terrorism. I'm not even going to go there. I'm about to say something. Yeah, I'm on live.
Did you say you're going to be out slap him?
I never said that. Those are your words.
No, I thought I was just quoting him. I would never say that.
I never said any of that. We are live. I'm trying not to get banned again.
Okay. By the way, one in a third American men are not working in nearly 20-year low. What's behind the staggering statistic?
It's all about immigration.
No, what? What's behind the statistic?
Change it up there.
No. You say immigration? Did you say we've got a whole bunch of Mexicans coming across the border? Did you say Mexicans? You're racist. I like some Mexicans. I got friends that are Mexicans. You got a Spanish nanny. But here's the thing.
My best sub crew I had building construction in my combo was my Honduras crew.
I've got a leak in my roof. I found it in my garage yesterday.
I mean, that sucks.
No, it does. We had it fixed.
I've had that before.
Now, listen. So here we go. So I called up my buddy, Billy. He does roofing. I said, do you do roof repairs? Do not. Great.
Yeah.
He says, do you have anybody you can recommend? He says, sadly, I don't. So then I call my neighbor up. Now, remember, Billy's a contractor. Let's call my neighbor up. He had somebody. Then I called Billy back. This guy, okay.
All the crews want new construction now.
No, they want new construction because they turn and burn, right? Yeah. And the crazy part about this is the 90%, 95% of the crews are all Hispanic. And that's why one in a third American men aren't working. You think, well, what do you mean? Okay, let me put it in ABCs for you. The construction industry is in trouble right now in the United States unless they're being supported by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard.
That's exactly
the vast majority of the crews that are out working are now illegal. Oh, did you say that? Yeah, I said that. I remember Austin was – this is so funny. I'm going to tell you a little story. Austin's building his house about 8 years ago. And I walk over this a Saturday, I think. And they're drinking beer, and they're on.
It's my drywall guys.
It's some drywall guys, and they're
said
on.
There was the worst crew I had.
No, they were. Nobody spoke English, and they were. They were on stilts, and they had ice cold beer everywhere. So what I did
on my job site. The problem is in Florida. Well, I'm not going to get into this. We have the drywall mafia down here.
Yeah. So I walked in. You know,
you think I'm joking? I'm not.
You know, I'm. I don't know if I was carrying a firearm or not. I probably
you're
was.
On my property. You're was, absolutely carrying a firearm. You're on my property.
I'm not sure if it was a. If I was carrying a open stilt, they weren't stilts, and they had ice cold beer everywhere. So what I did
on my job site. The problem is in Florida. Well, I'm not going to get into this. We have the drywall mafia down here.
Yeah. So I walked in. You know,
you think I'm joking? I'm not.
You know, I'm. I don't know if I was carrying a firearm or not. I probably
you're
was.
You're on my property. You're was, absolutely carrying a firearm. You're on my property.
I'm not. I'm not sure if it was a. If I was carrying a open. Oh, I don't think so.
Less lethal.
That's not. There'd be Nerf guns. And what's funny is, so I walked in there, I saw the beer, and they had a case of this crap. And I forgot what it's called, some kind of Coronado, something from South America.
This wasn't even like post-job, like 6 o'clock, they're done.
They're on stilts.
They're on stilts at 1 in the afternoon, installing, basically hanging drywall.
Getting drunk. So I walked over, picked up the beer, and I dumped it in the dumpster. And I said, not on this job site. And then I called their boss. All hell broke loose.
He got mad, too.
He got mad because they were doing that. Well, guess what? They took a one-inch paddle bit and drilled a hole through the roof.
Right
in
the valley.
In a valley. You think, well, how do you know they did it? Whatever. They did it. And so
I'll tell you how they did it. It didn't rain that day. They were doing drywall. Nobody else was on my crew, on my job site for the week before that because it was slow. The next day after they left, I had water pouring through the roof right where the valley was on there out of nowhere.
Where they had just done the sheetrock.
Where they had just done the sheetrock. I had to go back there and tear it all out and have my guy fix it, which did a great job.
Well, no, they dug it. They put a paddle bit through the roof, and then they sheetrocked over it.
Yeah.
So that would leak through the roof.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They made sure they knew what they were doing.
And so with those types of people that come from other countries do stuff like that, yeah, why we just put them on a plane and send them back and be done with them. Let them go out there and dig through some more dumpsters. I can't believe this happened on it. But no, I couldn't believe it.
But then you got some of the other crews. And here's the catch-22. But a lot of the white guys now just don't want to work anymore.
Remember the white guys that put your windows in and they wouldn't even clean it all? With all that caulk on them?
Sloppiest installers I've ever dealt with in my life. They didn't want to fix anything. They didn't want to do anything. So it's this catch 22 with it, guys. And the thing about it is, I told a buddy of mine yesterday, started working out with me again. He's a young kid. He started his own pressure washer company. And I said, there's one thing right out the gate. And I've learned this from everybody that's wealthy, everybody that's in business, everybody that's successful, tell you the same thing. I said, there's one thing that if you do, you'll separate yourself from 99% of the other companies.
Here it comes.
He goes, what is that? I said, do what you say you're going to do when you said you're going to do it. If you tell me you're going to be at my job site at 7 a.m. to start on stucco, one of my best friends has one of the most successful stucco companies in the world. He is unbelievably, obnoxiously a stickler about punctuality. I mean, to the point where if he says he's leaving at 7:01, if you're at his house at 7:02, his truck ain't there. He's gone. And you call him, where you at? I told you I was leaving at 7:01. Bro, 7:02. Yeah, I'll meet you there. I mean, he's that funny about it with work. That's because he says what he's going to do, and he does it. You can't sit there and say, I'm going to show up at 7, be at your job site, and then I get a call at 11. Oh, man. Rabbit ran out from a truck, and I got a flat tire, and my wife's pregnant now, and IRS is auditing me. Here's the thing in business.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. I get it. Sometimes you're working with friends. Certain things happen, emergencies. I got it. But if you continue to do the same thing and you continue to not be punctual, not do what you say you're going to do, you're going to fall in the trap of many of other companies, and it's never going to take off the ground. Do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it, and return phone calls the best you can.
Oh, man, that's a big one, boy.
I try to do that. The problem is we've got – that's why I try to push everybody to email now, because years ago we were having an issue because we had a voicemail at the office, and it got out of control. Every morning I'd come in, I'd click the voicemail thing on, and I had 10, 20, 30 voicemails. The problem is every single voicemail was like 5 to 10 minutes long. It's this gigantic story about somebody's health problem, and I finally told you. I said, we can't have a voicemail here anymore. I said, it's spending hours upon hours upon hours on doing this, and it's not time efficient. We're switching to emails, and now we have, and now we do the best we can to respond. Sometimes we miss them. Sometimes they go to spam. Sometimes I can't help that. I try to do my best to make sure we address every single question we get, and we still have a phone. The 9 to 5, we do pick up our phone and we answer phone calls on there when we're at the shop. So we do the best we can. Thank you for your support, because we couldn't do it without you guys. Thank you for making us your number one supplement company to get all your products from, my friends. I appreciate you.
Oh, by the way, old Crusader forces have been now hit in Lebanon. This thing's like 1,000 years old. Israel's still going berserk in Lebanon. And now your buddy, Benjamin Netanyahu, who I know, he basically is now telling everybody that, you know, the military, the IDF has been told to take 2/3 of Gaza over now. Take it out.
Oh, yeah.
Destroy it.
Well, they said they've passed the river in Lebanon, too, because Hezbollah is fighting back.
No, they want greater Israel.
No,
hey, remember, it's this Netanyahu clown, this I'm going to say an ugly word, this blank bag. I'll say that. This blank bag. He basically, you know, he wants a greater Israel program. And all he does is lie. When his lips move, I knew a TV evangelist like that.
And yeah, I know exactly who it is.
Yeah, he's from Tampa. He was from Tampa. I mean, you couldn't. Every time he spoke, it was a lie. And you think, well, how could he be claimed to be a Christian? He's not a Christian. He used to bring hookers on the platform with him and say they were his workout partners. I mean, you can't even believe this stuff. The guy,
I was there.
And I had another friend of mine who's a really good preacher here in town. He goes, you know, we tried to do business with him. Everything he said was a lie. I said, I know. But remember, Mark Rutland told me something a long time ago. Good, great guy. He said, talent will take you there. If you're a good speaker, you can build a big church. But character keeps you there.
That's a fact.
And he was absolutely right. But so Benjamin Netanyahu now wants to take, you know, 2/3 of Gaza over, which means they have to displace all that population again. So Beirut's now been rocked by more Israeli airstrikes. And, you know, now a Seattle robot, by the way, that could make $130, 130 pieces an hour, but couldn't figure out how to cook them without burning them. The pizza shop is out of business. We got a robot. You got a robot. The robot can't really go. I mean, restaurant's on fire. This is horrible. Everything's burned. Well, yeah, well, they're out of business now. Oh, by the way, AOC, the absolute nightmare from the pit of perdition, who basically answered a help wanted ad as a bartender. Now, I'm not saying anything bad about bartenders. I was a bartender. I worked at a bar. We owned a bar. My mom was a bartender. So I'm not saying anything bad about that. But she was a bartender with absolutely no credentials whatsoever to run for Congress and answer to help wanted ad for a congressional candidate. She's number 3 now on the Democratic list to be president in 2028.
You've got to be kidding me.
I saw this morning.
That clown?
You know, I don't. Well, you got to remember, she doesn't. Remember, the groups that run the planet, They can put anybody they want in to run for it. Remember, door number one, door number two, door number three?
I think they've reached the point now, these boys that love free air with the tiny hats to run around trying to take over everything all the time and then play victim when they get in trouble. I think they're tired because they've already had this happen. They don't want anybody in these positions of power
with a brain
completely control. Like they, you know, they had Reagan in there. They had to try to assassinate him to shut him down.
About 30 days after.
Right. Look what they did to JFK. He came in and said, we're nationalizing the debt. We're making sound money. We're basically getting rid of the Federal Reserve. They said, you know what? You can't touch the money. Kind of like, you know, there's a story in the Bible about the Son of God that came to earth
to
die for our sins. But before that happened, right before that happened, he went into the temple and flipped the money changers' tables over and scattered them and actually whipped them all because they turned his temple, his father's temple, into a den of thieves, vipers.
Right. That's right.
Whenever you start messing with these guys' money and their manipulatory powers that they maintain over the money, they really get irritable. This is what happened, and this is just my opinion. Charlie Kirk started talking about what Israel was doing in Gaza. Charlie Kirk started talking about how we don't need to go into Iran.
Charlie Kirk started turning down money from Israel.
Charlie Kirk allegedly turned down $150 million from Netanyahu to basically make it the most pro-Israel podcast platform in the world. And suddenly Charlie Kirk is no more. This rest in peace. He was a good Christian man. I respected that man significantly. He had probably one of the biggest Christian podcast platforms of the planet.
And I'm going to say something, and this is going to rake a little bit. Some of you get pretty, some of you get mad at me about this one. I like Charlie Kirk, but he was not a good looking dude. Okay. No, he wasn't.
That's besides the point.
No. Listen to me. Okay. He's a nice guy, very smart. I loved what he stood for. I loved what he said. Okay. Brilliant negotiator, brilliant speaker, but you know, he really wasn't, you know, he wasn't going to qualify for the cover of Sports Illustrated as the best looking guy on the planet. There you go. I'll make it that way. Neither would I, so it doesn't really matter. Now, Austin, he might. Now,
maybe 20 years ago.
And so what was funny is all of a sudden he goes to Israel, and he meets a honeypot.
That was pretty weird timing with that.
Yeah, okay. So you think, well, are you saying that whole thing was set up by
Israel?
They
were introduced.
I know they
were both in Israel at the same time. They introduced her to him. Specifically. I'm not even going to get into all her behavior in the last year.
No.
I get it. Certain things happen with grief and death. I can't negate that. However, the behavior that's continuing to be elicited now is beyond this.
Now it's just big pro-Israel.
Oh, everything.
But what's that little pencil neck's name? Oh, I called him pencil neck.
Which one?
Who got hit in the face of that punching bag?
Oh, the one clown that I called
what
out.
What was his name?
Blasphemed God.
Yeah.
Ben Shapiro.
Shapiro Stein. He's a big promoter now on that platform.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah. Why not? Yeah.
The man that said Jesus Christ was a sorcerer and he got crucified for his troubles.
The one who basically has extreme hatred developed now from the Christian right because of what he said about Jesus. He's there on a doggone talking, doing stuff with her now.
On the Charlie Kirk podcast.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what they're on now, but I'm not sure. But, you know.
Wow.
Oh, by the way, cutting calories and working out, but you're still gaining weight? Yeah. That's because you're swelling up because of inflammation. Have you ever met somebody who's taken, what's that name of that stuff? The steroid compound. It's when all else fails, they put you on this.
HCG?
No, it's a steroid product. Look, prednisone.
Prednisone. Yeah. Oh, gosh, that'll make you
boy. You see somebody, you haven't seen them in 6 months, you go back to them, they're 70 pounds up. They put me on prednisone,
it swells your water. Retention.
A lot of the reason you're cutting calories, basically your body goes into a basically starvation mode.
Deficit
you start holding
mode.
Fluid, and don't do that. You don't want to cut calories. If you want to weigh 120 pounds and you want to be a lady that looks like she weighs 120 pounds, you do 1,200 calories a day, you don't go under it, period. If you want to weigh 180 pounds, you're a dude, you do 1,800 calories a day, you don't go under it.
And if you need to, you can also do this as well. To get to that calorie range, you can also taper down to that over a week or two. If you've really let yourself go with diet and you're eating on average 3,000-4,000 calories a day, don't just go 4,000 calories today, 1,200 calories tomorrow. Change your diet over and
gradually bring it down.
What happens is that's exactly
shocks
what
your
body goes shock mode. It's okay for a couple days. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, I'm 80% of my caloric load's down. Your body starts freaking out.
Well, you're tired.
You got to taper it down.
Well, and what happens? So also remember, a lot of times they include alcohol in their calorie intake.
Oh, God.
Okay,
what? So, I've never heard anybody who did that. Really?
Oh yeah, it was 100 calories for this. We're gonna throw that in there with it.
Well, I mean, I'm glad somebody's counting it to the point.
Well, no, I'm having a beer. I got to count it in. I'm having a shot of Jack Daniels. Okay, you don't think about what's happening with lipase production. So now you stop making the production that burns fat. Now you start gaining fat. Now you start swelling up.
2 to 3 days lipase reduced.
And also, a lot of it has to do with you eating a bunch of bread. Okay, yeah. You can't eat bread because of the glyphosate. If you want to get fat, eat bread. Period. Now, if you're not having a problem with weight and you're doing something like Ezekiel bread or whatever, who cares? Yeah. But if you're trying to burn body fat and you're hammering high glycemic carbohydrates, like, oh, well, I don't know why I'm not losing weight. You know, I'm eating candy all day. I knew this one chick. Shouldn't call her a chick. This one woman. I can't call her a lady. She'd eat literally a bucket of those mints every day. Yeah, Lifesavers.
Well, they get you on them because you look at the label. They're like, they're only 10 calories.
Oh, yeah.
Lifesaver.
No, she had a bucket a day.
Well, you had a bucket of them. Well, and the thing is, what happens is, too, is when you start putting those foods in your body and the sugars in your body and the toxins in your body, what happens a lot of times, your thyroid starts to downregulate from the toxins, the glyphosate. This is the main reason why we put together this product, was to maintain overall thyroid function and productivity. The body can't burn body fat if the thyroid is unbelievably sluggish and basically the TSH, the thyroid-stimulating hormones to the floor. The reason why is, the body doesn't want to lose fat when all those hormones are through the floor. It thinks exactly what you just said.
Starvation mode, baby.
You're in starvation mode. Preserve all water. Preserve all fat. Everything we're doing right now is survival mode.
Well, this girl ended up going to jail for 90 days. Like I said, she's not a lady. And she ended up in jail for 90 days. She lost like 70 pounds.
Oh, they feed you slop and pull.
She lost like, but they all calorie limited. She dropped 70 pounds. As soon as she got out, first thing she did, she runs to the grocery and grabbed her bucket of Lifesavers.
Well, it's probably some dopamine after being 30
days down. 90 days, yeah. Well, you know, and this is what ended up happening. Bloop, up to go 70 pounds again. See, the problem is, then it's just, oh, it's my metabolism. I can't lose weight. No, it's your diet.
Exactly right.
You prove you can lose weight.
The metabolism plays a role.
It does.
If you get it dialed in. But the thing about it is, you can't get it dialed in if you don't get your diet under control. But,
I mean, all that sugar. I mean, of course, she had hypoglycemia. She'd been an alcoholic. Like I said, not a lady. And then, the biggest problem with her, every time she talks, her lips move and she's lying about something. And I mean, I don't associate with the person at all, but I know her. It's just crazy. Oh, by the way, go to that list again. We got to cover that, Kevin.
The clock down.
We're almost out of time. We can't do this because our listeners
are there. Okay. Back to the top. Okay. Top 7 foods that accelerate brain aging. Basically, if you want to lose your memory, if you want to lose your mind, if you want to not be able to have peak cognitive function all the time and get stuff done, eat these foods.
And I got to say this. This camera. If you want to lose your hair, if you want your fingernails to fall out, and you want your skin to get really, really wrinkled, don't use this product.
That's a fact, though.
You got to have collagen. You got to have
collagen.
Vitamin C. You go, well, you're doing a commercial. You know, it is our podcast. We got to pay for all
somebody's
this.
Somebody's got to pay for it.
So when you buy your collagen and your vitamin C from us, number one, you won't look skinny and wrinkled. Maybe. It may be too late. I didn't say that, but it'll still help no matter what.
Never too late to start.
That's right. Okay, let's cover the first couple real quick.
Okay.
Number
first one.
One
we did was a sugary foods and
drinks. By the way, this look at my top 10 list from 30 years ago. Number 5, sugar.
Kind of like you were behind. Yeah. Kind of like you were ahead of the
number
time.
Number two. Let's do number two.
Number two on here was refined carbohydrates. When the detail of that, that's, you know, white bread, pastry, cereals.
Oh, that's number 5 on my list still.
Junk bread, crackers, baked goods. Number 3 was artificial sweeteners.
Oh, that was number 2 on my top 10 list never to eat. Right here.
Aspartame, sucralose, or Splenda.
What's number 4?
Number 4 is alcohol.
That was number 10 on my number 9 on my top 10 list never to eat.
Detail.
We covered it already.
Number 5, margarine and processed vegetables.
That was number 3 on my top 10 list. You know, you think about it. John Parvin, my good friend, one of the top real estate attorneys in the country. Guys, his IQ is so high, he's quirky.
Everybody
with 150 plus IQ is strange. They're all strange. But he's brilliant. He's one of the smartest people I've ever met. And I love his personality.
We're always a little off. We're all a little off.
But he told me one time, he goes, you know, you were 30 years ahead of everybody on this. And I'm like, yeah, thanks for remembering. Okay, margarine, trans fats, hydrogenated oils.
Researchers linked
unbelievable.
Trans fats and basically vegetable oils, a higher risk of dementia. Removing trans fats from margarine doesn't make it a healthy food suddenly. It simply makes it less harmful than before. Most margarines are still made with heavily processed seed oils. What they did over the last 15 years is they tried to get away from the hydrogenated oil, the hydrogenated aspect, to remove the trans fat nature of it and just go with straight soybean oil. It's straight canola oil. Right. Now it's trans fat free.
Well, now if we buy margarine, now it's yellow food coloring in it with all it's nasty. Oh, by the way, number 6 was number 3 on my list. high-fat luncheon meats, processed meats with sodium nitrite, right
sodium
here.
Sodium nitrites. It says a cohort study more than 133,000 U.S. adults, published in Neurology, found the high risk of processed red meat was associated with a direct increased risk of dementia.
Nitrites.
Faster cognitive aging. Eating too much processed red meat also affected memory.
Also, massive increase in problem with colorectal cancer, too.
Yeah.
High sodium
sausages,
foods.
Sausages, baby.
Number seven, high sodium foods. Now, this is, again, is the junk food category, and I am not talking about Redmond salt here.
No.
I'm talking about that processed, white, bleached, nightmare crap they put in your food that they add fluoride to. That's what I'm talking right here.
Sodium is essential for proper nerve functioning, but maintaining balance is important. Remember, your body's not designed to just have copious amounts of sodium chloride dumped into it. Sodium is not found by itself in nature. It's with other minerals. That's why you have aspects like what goes on with the aspects of like the Redmond salt. It's mined from 5,000 feet down. If you look at the ingredient list on it, it's got everything. It's got manganese. It's got magnesium. It's got zinc, all in small amounts. But that's how sodium is basically extracted.
Now, let me say something else. I've never covered this before. The reason we use a mined salt instead of a dried salt in a seabed, a lot of them have that, are the chemtrails.
Exactly right.
They're spraying aluminum inside that salt, and it's drying
and
inside
barium.
Aluminum and barium. And you're getting all that stuff in your salt. That's why we go 5,000 feet down to get it. By the way, that top seven list was identical to my top 10 list, except for the ice. I don't mention the high salt because I don't think that's an issue if you eat the right kind of salts. Now, but mind you, if you over-ionize your blood vessels with too much of the processed salt, you basically create electrical charge on the inside of the blood vessels, which make things stick to it, which massively increases the risk of atherosclerotic plaquing. So you don't want to do that. It's like an electromagnet is what happens inside the blood vessels. You don't need that, but you got to be eating the right salt, at least a gram a day, as far as I'm concerned. But don't be eating 4 or 5 grams of salt a day in processed food. That is unhealthy.
Salt. And the high sodium foods, what this is really gearing towards is the ultra processed foods. When you look at a lot of processed foods
right.
on the market, the sodium intake is insane on certain servings of it. You're talking 1,000, 1,500 milligrams, 2,000 milligrams for one serving. That is entirely too much, guys. You eat that much processed sodium in your diet, it will mess with your blood pressure.
Oh, by the way, what they forgot to put on here, okay, was high fat dairy products that are processed,
yes.
Ultra processed,
ultra pasteurized now. Yeah,
and also not organic, really important. And they forgot to put coffee on there. That's why we use, I don't know where the purple sticks are. I think here they are. I had two more this morning, that's why I'm all geeked up. Okay. This product has green tea in it. It's not coffee. Coffee elevates cortisol. Coffee can increase. It has a compound.
Oops, sorry.
Has a compound called the methylxanthine that can increase the risk of fibroid tuber formation in breast tissue. Women, let me tell you a story. I had a lady named Carol. I knew her many, many decades ago, back in the 80s, and she came down with breast cancer, and she went to a clinic, and she basically got in remission. She got vitamin C intravenously, all the rest of this stuff, but she would not stop drinking coffee. And they told her at the clinic, you've got to stop drinking coffee if you want to recover from the breast cancer. She could not do it. And the breast cancer came back. She died. She lived in Penalthamon Springs. A great lady. Her husband's name was Wes. Great people. Loved them. They were great fans. They're good friends. The sad part about it is she couldn't control the coffee intake. And there are a lot of you ladies, listen to me, you're doing the same thing. Men too. I'm not picking on just women here. You've got to learn to regulate your cortisol. You're not going to do it drinking coffee. You've got to use something like a green tea extract. Now, if you don't want to use our purple sticks, at least get green tea and make a tea bag out of it. You think, well, that takes too long. This doesn't take too long. It takes 10 seconds.
Well, that's also got a gram acai per serving.
And it's got loaded B vitamins.
Massive phytonutrients.
You know. But I'm just saying, if you're not going to do it, I don't care what you say. I'm not going to try that purple stick. Okay, don't. Then at least use green tea. But no.
Who was that?
Oh, I got a phone call.
Is that one of the people that called you up with that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you think you're talking about, but I ain't doing that purple stick. I want to sit around and have my hot beverage every morning because I like the way it makes me feel good.
I'm like, then why are you always so sick?
What do you mean by that?
I said, you got high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, you got cancer, you got all these crazy things wrong with you. What's wrong with you? Why do you think your coffee's going
to
help?
Well, that's always the, and I'm not trying to be an ass here. I mean that figuratively. But when you get somebody to call you and they ask, I got all these health problems, I need your help. And you're like, okay, we need to do this, we need to cut this out. I'm not doing that.
I gotta tell you a story.
Why are you asking me? If you don't, I know what I'm talking about. I've only been doing it forever. But if you call me up, you ask me, and I tell you to do something, and you go, well, I'm not doing all that. That's too much work.
Years ago.
So, and such is life.
Years ago, I led the clinic, and I had a lady come in. Her name was Cher. Great lady. I mean, she lost like 70, 80 pounds on our protocol. Felt great. Her whole life changed, right? And she's in there. She said, well, I got a friend of mine who wants to come in and talk to you. I said, okay. Well, my friend doesn't have any money I'm going to pay for.
Oh, boy. There you go.
I said, okay. I said, don't do that. It won't work.
It almost never works.
No, listen to this. I've never told you guys this story before. So at this point in time, we had moved our office into our home because I was already doing the seminars and all kind of other stuff. And, yeah. You know, and so it was so funny. So her chair comes in with this lady. And she sits there and she's looking at me. She got her arms crossed and she's looking at me like she's going to kill me. And she goes, you know, what do you think you know that I don't know? And I looked at her. I said, well, I said, you know, let's talk about your diet. Now, she had already given me a check. I think it was $500 for the counselor. And then I said to her, she bloated up like a toad, right? And she goes, and I said, what do you,
like a Florida water toad?
I said, what do you eat? She goes, well, I eat grapefruit and I drink milk with it every day. I tell you what, that's my diet. And I looked at her and said, that's probably got to get changed. And she goes, I don't want to change it. I'm going to drink my milk and I'm going to eat my grapefruit and I don't care what you say. And I looked at her and I said, as the good Lord is my witness. And you know, I don't do hyperbole here. I picked up the check and I handed it back to Cher. And I looked at her friend. I said, time for you to go.
Yeah. It was-
and no, she left. And the sheriff's sitting there looking at me, goes, I can't believe she acted like that. And I said, Cher, I love you. You're great. You can come by anytime. I don't care. I'm so happy you've had such good results. But I'm going to tell you something. Unless a person is convicted, you can't make him get convicted. I said, well, thank you for giving my money back. I said, I'm not going to make you pay for that. That was a nightmare. I said, I wish I never met this woman.
I don't even want to be here right now.
You know, I thought, you shake the dust off my feet. Get this woman out of here. But the crazy part about it is that's how a lot of people are. I ain't going to listen to you. And you go, okay, don't. One time, I'm in Indianapolis, right? And I'm at the tape table, CD table. You know, I'm doing a seminar. I just spoke to 30,000 people. I'm following President Bush or whatever, Schwarzkopf, I don't remember anymore. And so I go to the tape table, which I very rarely did. Some lady walks up to me, had a can of diet soda. She stuck it in my face. And she says, I don't care what you say. I'm going to drink my diet soda. And I looked at her. I said, do you think I care about you drinking diet soda? I said, if you want to drink paint thinner, knock yourself out. I could care less. I don't care about you. I don't even know you. And she looked at me and goes, what do you mean you don't care? And I said, well, if you don't care about you, why should
I care
about you?
That's exactly right. That nails it on the head. And that's what I've told people that I've tried to help before. I said, if they don't care to change, why do I care if they change?
I don't.
If they don't even care about themselves and their own health, why is it my responsibility to care? And I said to my friend, why is it your responsibility to care about your friends more than they do?
Well, then
do?
She got mad because I said I didn't care. And
it's a concept that eludes most people. And so this is why. But anyway, I want to cover this real quick here. This is why I try to give you guys the things that don't do. And the things you can do. I'm going to cover those here in a second, so stay tuned on how to protect your brain.
Now, I had another guy one time who's a seminar. I was talking about seminar stories. His name was Dan. I won't give you his last name. He was a copywriter. Great guy. Brilliant guy. And some lady walks up to him. And, you know, he's selling stuff on how to be successful, right? Guy's super rich. And so this lady comes up to him. Well, I disagree with you about what you say about this, this, and this. Right in the middle of everybody. And everybody's buying stuff from me, right? He looked at me and he goes, I don't give a crap what you think. I don't even like you already. He says, get out of my face and get her away from my table. He said that to her. And I thought to myself, gosh, that was Dan. You know,
I know
Dan.
Exactly. Yeah.
Dan didn't care.
He didn't care at
all. Just started laughing. I thought, I mean, I know how he feels. But she did. She skulked away.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, let me say something to you. I like this one, too. Some lady walked up one time down to Wachula. We were speaking at a church down there. And she goes, don't you buy his stuff. I'll buy it and I'll loan it to everybody. And I'm like, great. I'm glad I'm here for free. I'm glad I didn't charge you guys anything. This is fantastic. I said, I mean, here I am trying to help everybody. This lady comes up thinking, I'm going to do everybody a favor. I'm going to buy all the stuff and just loan it to everybody, make a library out of it for free. Well, guys, who's paying the bills? Who paid the fuel for me to drive the Wachula? I couldn't believe she was like that. And she's thinking, I'm all this and I'm all that. I'm the richest person in the church. Watch this. You know, it's super disrespectful. I mean, here's how you build a relationship. Here's trust. Here's respect. Here's reciprocity. You build it up. You build it up. Pretty soon you have a wall because you built these three. Now you can move this one. Now it's not stable. You can move this one. Now you got a problem. Now when you move this one, you ain't got a relationship. You got a fight. That's what same thing is true in marriage. Same thing is true when you date somebody. Same thing is true in how you treat people.
Same thing as business relationships.
Respect. Trust. Reciprocity. You got to maintain all three, and you need to take your collagen every day if you want your skin to look good. What's your next story?
We're closing up on this. The tips on how to protect your brain. We told you guys now over the last 2 days on how to stay away from to basically maintain your brain.
It's so funny. It's my top 10 list.
I know. Now what to do to protect your brain.
Oh, here we go.
Says basically following strategies. Occasional poor choices unlikely to harm your brain. Dietary consistency is what's important. It's the big one. It's very easy to fall into bad dietary habits because more dopamine is released when we eat chocolate compared to broccoli. That's a true statement. I never have eaten a plate of broccoli.
Cut ultra processed and fried foods. No, don't cut them. Eliminate them.
Well, that's what it means. But yeah, you cut them out.
No.
Omega-6 fatty acids done. Replace with olive oil, avocado oil,
organic butter.
Organic oil. This right here. Everybody's been running this. What it does as far as cognitive functioning, I've been running two of these a day. Just on the new formula for last month, because it's straight. It's almost, it's like a 5-to-1 DHA. The DHA is the part of the omega-3 fatty acid that significantly improves memory cognition. This is a really important product for that. That's why we carry it in the prenatals. Secondly, choose natural sweeteners. I said opt for whole foods or low glycemic sweeteners such as coconut sugar or essentially monk fruit.
Monk fruit's good.
Monk fruit's great. Stay away from the high fructose corns or not the high.
And the artificial sweeteners.
Artificial sweeteners. Number three, eat nutrient-dense, colorful meals.
The colors are different minerals. That's why they're colored, different colors, different minerals.
Organic mixed vegetable bags with a plate of chicken, a plate of organic rice. That's a staple for me every single day. Fiber, clean proteins, healthy fat, complex carbohydrates. And when all else fails, eat organic eggs.
Oh my God.
You're hungry, I tell people this all the time. If you're at your calorie mark, right? So say you're trying to eat 1,800 calories a day. And you don't really want to go past that, but you're maxed out. But you're unbelievably hungry, and it's in the evening. Eat two or three eggs. 60 calories a piece. Three eggs is going to be 180 calories. It is going to have no impact on blood sugar before you go to bed.
None.
And it will not make you fat at all.
And it'll make you sleep like a baby.
It'll make you sleep like a baby, and it gives you choline and protein and omega-3 fats right before bed.
Last night, I had three eggs before I went to bed. I went to bed at 10:30. I slept like a baby. I don't think I even rolled over until 6:30 in the morning.
I never got
up, never used the bathroom, never did it. I only took one melatonin. I was out like a light bulb all night. But I had three eggs before I went to bed. Now, if you go to bed hungry, your cortisol is going to go up in the middle of the night, okay? Because your body's hungry, it'll get you up.
If you're limiting your caloric intake to burn body fat and you're going to bed, and I don't mean like, oh, I'm kind of like bored. No, I mean like you're ravenously hungry.
No, I was kind of like bored last night.
Oh, were you? I get ravenously hungry. It'll be like 9 o'clock at night. I'm about to eat something in the pantry. I'm like, okay, what do we do? 4 eggs done. Did he sleep like a baby? Last thought here. Move often. This is a huge one. Take short 5 to 10 minute walking or stretching breaks out the day if you have a job that basically you're seating. This is really important. You've got to keep circulation going throughout the day. You can't sit. Even do it to me. If I'm in the desk for 3, 4, 5 hours, I'm on the phone, on the computer, and I don't get up, so I get so focused. I get stiff. You can feel everything. Starts getting sludgy. You got to move.
I had a guy. His name was Dr. De Lorenzo, Italian boy.
Yeah.
Great guy. I knew him as a kid. He always told me when I was studying in college, hey, look, if you're studying, get up every hour, 2 hours. Go out and take a walk.
It's actually better for your brain health, too. You get blood circulating your brain. You remove toxins. You get energy. On here, prioritize sleep. Just talked about that. 7 to 8 hours a night. If you're having an issue, try the sleep like a baby kit or just try the straight melatonin. Also, shut off your Wi-Fi at night. I'm not going to argue
critical,
with you about
critical.
It. I've had people argue with me about it. They're like, I can't sleep. Try shutting your Wi-Fi off. I'm not doing that.
Why not?
What do you got to do at 2 in the morning if you're not working in a business and everybody's sleeping in the house? I get it. Why does your internet need to be on? Well, because my refrigerator is going to lose its internet connectivity and can't tell me when to buy my milk tomorrow. If that's your response to me, please stop talking to me. Lastly on here, include phyto-rich foods, berries, green tea, colorful fruit, colorful vegetables, support brain development, function, and long-term resilience.
I hope you've enjoyed the Ted Nossenbroer Comedy Hour this hour. This has been a fun show to do.
Guys.
Hey, the Bible says a merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
The brain is the most precious organ. When you nourish it, every part of your life, including your mood, memory, relationships, and sense of purpose gets better. Continue to keep your brain strong, keep your mind strong, keep your body strong, keep your soul strong. And if you need more energy, we got more purple sticks, got more cases in back for you guys. Oh, I was going to try. I was hoping it was going to fall off the table at least.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, off the table. I'm done. It's Friday. This is why I don't play basketball for a living. You guys have a fantastic evening. Great weekend. Stay healthy. You know where to get a hold of us, healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Great weekend, my friends. And product of the week, D3, check it out on sale.
And by the way, I love you guys. I appreciate you too. Hope you didn't laugh too hard today. And I be in church on Sunday. And remember, I prayed for you. I prayed for you in earnest this morning. I love you guys so much, and I'll pray for you again at the altar on Sunday. Thank you for your support. If you weren't here to support us, we couldn't be here to support you.
That's a fact, dude. That's a fact.
Love you guys.
Stay healthy, my friends. Have a great weekend.
Talk to you Monday.